If you're on the Boston Common this week, you might notice some new bright yellow fixtures that are now part of the landscape.
They're sunscreen dispensers, part of a new city pilot project that's offering free organic sunscreen in 5 of the city's parks.
And if it works out, the city may put those dispensers in all of its parks and playgrounds, more than 200 of them. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, has been writing about this, and she's here to tell us more. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So based on the response to your piece about this, it sounds like this is an idea whose time has come.
It certainly does seem that way. You know, I put up this little post about this sunscreen project on Common Health, our blog, over the weekend, and it's been shared more than 64,000 times on Facebook. And it sounds like, you know, a lot of people in other cities are kind of jealous of Boston, though I admit I kind of rubbed it in their face by putting in the headline that this was a note from a civilized city. But it's true. It has been done on a small scale in parks and a few towns around the country. But this launch by Boston seems to be the first time that a true citywide sunscreen initiative in a major city is happening.
So we can't figure out what to do about the Olympics, but we have sunscreen
right.
taken care of.
Right, got the little dispensers.
What exactly is the city doing?
Right. So the city is in this public-private partnership. It's the city and it's these two groups that fight skin cancer, the Melanoma Foundation of New England and Make Big Change. So they're basically underwriting it and providing the sunscreen so there's no cost to the taxpayers. And it's an initial 30 sunscreen dispensers in 5 parks that are supposed to all be up by July 1st. They're going to be in the Boston Common, Christopher Columbus Park in the North End, East Boston Memorial Park, Jamaica Pond, and Millennium Park in West Roxbury. And if it works, as you said, they could become as ubiquitous as those little hand sanitizer dispensers that we now have been seeing everywhere in the winter times.
Everywhere indeed. So whose idea, where did this idea come from? Sunscreen dispensers.
So apparently it came from Boston City Councilor Matt O'Malley. He proposed it in April, but he got the idea from a medical student who argued that it's catching on in little public venues around the country, and it just makes sense if we're serious about fighting skin cancer.
Skin cancer and melanoma are among the most prevalent cancers, and they are also among the most preventable. So what we are doing in Boston is we're offering a service, we're promoting public health, and reminding folks the importance of sunscreen at no cost to the taxpayer. It's an incredibly wonderful initiative, and I look forward to seeing it spreading across the country, much like the way my freckles spread every summer.
So it does seem to actually be spreading like freckles, but on much smaller scales. It's been seen everywhere from Hershey Park in Pennsylvania to even on the sand in Miami Beach in Florida.
And so what kind of public response are we seeing, Carrie? Are people sunscreening up?
Well, judging by the response to my post, so far we're seeing a lot of cheering and some skepticism and concern. There were some commenters who were warning that, in fact, some ingredients in certain sunscreens may themselves be linked to cancer. And the sunscreen, though, it is organic. So the organizers are saying they're not concerned about that. And sunscreen protection isn't foolproof. Like, there are times of day when really you just want to stay in the shade. So there are all different types of support or questions. But it is true that there's a lot of support from people who've already had skin cancer, and we have surprisingly high rates in New England. Massachusetts is 12th, rated 12th for skin cancer. So it is a concern in the state and in the region.
Now, Carrie, you asked a question on your post that actually has been on my mind. If they can put sunscreen dispensers in the parks, what about attending to even more basic needs? What about public bathrooms?
Don't get me
parks?
Started. Don't get me started. But yes, Anthony, you're absolutely right. Given that 100% of us do need these bathrooms periodically, I asked that question of Matt O'Malley.
You know, I'm the chair of the Environment and Parks Committee. I'm a lifelong Bostonian and a lifelong user of Boston's incredible park system, and I'm going to continue to make it my mission to make our parks as robust and family-friendly and offer as many amenities as we can.
He's trying so hard to not answer your question.
right. I don't hear him saying, don't worry, you won't have to hold it much longer. I do not hear him saying that. But I don't know. What do you think? It sounds to me like he wants to head in that direction.
I think
right?
he wants to head in that direction, but that would be a bigger commitment, wouldn't it? Public bathrooms at every single park.
Yes, it would. And you can imagine there are extra complexities. There's maintenance. It's a private place. I mean, have you noticed they don't even give you bushes in parks?
Okay. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can find a link to her post at radioboston.org. Carrie, thanks, as always.
You're welcome.
And stay with us. Coming up, jazz singer Madeline Peru performs brand new material for us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.